Chapter 79. Fuel pumps, lines, and filters. Fuel delivery system. Creating and maintaining a correct air-fuel mixture requires a properly functioning fuel and air delivery system. Fuel delivery and return. Systems use many, if not all, of the following components to make certain that fuel is available under the right conditions to the fuel injection system. Number 1. The fuel storage tank, filler neck, and gas cap. Number 2. Fuel tank pressure sensor. Number 3. Fuel pump. Number 4. Fuel filters. Number 5. Fuel delivery lines and fuel rail. Number 6. Fuel pressure regulator. And number 7. Fuel return line, if equipped with a return type fuel delivery system. Fuel tanks. A vehicle fuel tank is made of corrosion-resistant steel or polyethylene plastic. Some models, such as sport utility vehicles and light trucks, may have an auxiliary fuel tank. Tank design and capacity are a compromise between available space, filler location, fuel expansion room, and fuel movement. Some later model tanks deliberately limit tank capacity by extending the filler tube neck into the tank low enough to prevent complete filling, or by providing for expansion room. See Figure 79-1. A vertical baffle in this same tank limits fuel sloshing as the vehicle moves. Regardless of size and shape, all fuel tanks incorporate most, if not all, the following features. Number 1. Inlet or filler tube through which fuel enters the tank. Number 2. Filler cap with pressure holding and relief features. Number 3. An outlet to the fuel line leading to the fuel pump or fuel injector. Number 4. Fuel pump mounted within the tank. Number 5. Tank vent system. And number 6. Fuel pickup tube and fuel level sending unit. Refer to Figure 79-1. The fuel system includes many separate parts and components, including the fuel tank, fuel pump, and lines, as well as the fuel tank pressure sensor used to measure the pressure inside the fuel tanks, used by the evaporative fuel control system. Refer to Figure 79-2. A three-piece filler tube assembly. Tank location and mounting. Most vehicles use a horizontally suspended fuel tank, usually mounted below the rear of the floor pan, just ahead of or behind the rear axle. Fuel tanks are located there so that frame rails and body components protect the tank in the event of a crash. To prevent squeaks, some models have insulated strips cemented on the top or sides of the tank wherever it contacts the underbody. Fuel inlet location depends on the tank design and filler tube placement. It is located behind a filler cap and is often a hinge door in the outer side of either rear fender panel. Generally, a pair of metal retaining straps holds a fuel tank in place. Underbody brackets or support panels hold the strap ends using bolts. The free ends are drawn underneath the tank to hold it in place, then bolted to other support brackets or to a frame member on the opposite side of the tank. Filler tubes. Fuel enters the tank through a large tube extending from the tank to an opening on the outside of the vehicle. See Figure 79-2. Effective in 1993, federal regulations require manufacturers to install a device to prevent fuel from being siphoned through the filler neck. Federal authorities recognized methanol as a poison, and methanol used in gasoline is a definite health hazard. Additionally, gasoline is a suspected carcinogen, or cancer-causing agent. To prevent siphoning, manufacturers welded a filler neck checkball tube in fuel tanks. To drain checkball-equipped fuel tanks, a technician must disconnect the checkball tube at the tank and attach a siphon directly to the tank. See Figure 79-3. Onboard refueling vapor recovery, abbreviated ORVR, systems have been developed to reduce evaporative emissions during refueling. See Figure 79-4. These systems add components to the filler neck and the tank. One ORVR system utilizes a tapered filler neck with a smaller diameter tube and a check valve. When fuel flows down the neck, it opens the normally closed check valve. The vapor passage to the charcoal canister is opened. The decreased size neck and the opened air passage allow fuel and vapor to flow rapidly into the tank and the canister, respectively. When the fuel has reached a predetermined level, the check valve closes, and the fuel tank pressure increases. This forces the nozzle to shut off, thereby preventing the tank from being overfilled. Refer to Figure 79-3. A view of a typical filler tube with the fuel tank removed. Notice the ground strap used to help prevent the buildup of static electricity as the fuel flows into the plastic tank. The check ball looks exactly like a ping pong ball. Refer to Figure 79-4. Vehicles equipped with onboard refueling vapor recovery usually have a reduced size fill tube. Pressure vacuum filler cap. Fuel and vapors are sealed in the tank by the safety filler cap. The safety cap must release excess pressure or excess vacuum. Either condition could cause fuel tank damage, fuel spills, and vapor escape. Typically, the cap releases if the pressure is over 1.5 to 2.0 psi, or 10 to 14 kilopascals, or if the vacuum is 0.15 to 0.30 psi, or 1 to 2 kilopascals. Fuel pickup tube. The fuel pickup tube is usually a part of the fuel center assembly or the electric fuel pump assembly. Since dirt and sediment eventually gather on the bottom of a fuel tank, the fuel pickup tube is fitted with a filter sock or strainer to prevent contamination from entering the fuel lines. The woven plastic strainer also acts as a water separator by preventing water from being drawn up with the fuel. The filter sock usually is designed to filter out particles that are larger than 70 to 100 microns, or 30 microns if a gerator-type fuel pump is used. 1 micron is 0.000039 inch. See figure 79-5. Note, the human eye cannot see anything smaller than about 40 microns. The filter is made from woven saran resin, copolymer of vinyl iodine chloride and vinyl chloride. The filter blocks any water that may be in the fuel tank, unless it is completely submerged in water. In that case, it allows water through the filter. This filter should be replaced whenever the fuel pump is replaced. Refer to figure 79-5. The fuel pickup tube is part of the fuel sender and pump assembly. Tank venting requirements. Fuel tanks must be vented to prevent a vacuum lock as fuel is drawn from the tank. As fuel is used and its level drops in the tank, the space above the fuel increases. As the air in the tank expands to fill this greater space, its pressure drops. Without a vent, the air pressure inside the tank drops below atmospheric pressure, developing a vacuum, which prevents the flow of fuel. Under extreme pressure variance, the tank could collapse. Venting the tank allows outside air to enter as the fuel level drops, preventing a vacuum from developing. An EVAP system vents gasoline vapors from the fuel tank directly to a charcoal-filled vapor storage canister, and uses an unvented filler cap. Many filler caps contain valves that open to relieve pressure or vacuum above specified safety levels. Systems that use completely sealed caps have separate pressure and vacuum relief valves for venting. Because fuel tanks are not vented directly to the atmosphere, the tank must allow for fuel expansion, contraction, and overflow that can result from changes in temperature or overfilling. One way is to use a dome in the top of the tank. Many General Motors vehicles use a design that includes a vertical slosh baffle that reserves up to 12% of the total tank capacity for fuel expansion. Rollover leakage protection. All vehicles have one or more devices to prevent fuel leaks in case of vehicle rollover or a collision in which fuel may spill. Variations of the basic one-way check valve may be installed in any number of places between the fuel tank and the engine. The valve may be installed in the fuel return line, vapor vent line, or fuel tank filler cap. In addition to the rollover protection devices, some vehicles use devices to ensure that the fuel pump shuts off when an accident occurs. Some pumps depend upon an oil pressure or an engine speed signal to continue operating. These pumps turn off whenever the engine dies. Ford vehicles use an inertia switch. See figure 79-6. The inertia switch is installed in the rear of the vehicle between the electric fuel pump and its power supply. With any sudden impact, such as a jolt from another vehicle in a parking lot, the inertia switch opens and shuts off power to the fuel pump. The switch must be reset manually by pushing a button to restore current to the pump. Refer to figure 79-6. Ford uses an inertia switch to turn off the electric fuel pump in case of an accident. Fuel lines. Fuel and vapor lines made of steel, nylon tubing, or fuel-resistant rubber hoses connect the parts of the fuel system. Fuel lines supply fuel to the throttle body or fuel rail. They also return excess fuel and vapors to the tank. Depending on their function, fuel and vapor lines may be either rigid or flexible. Fuel lines must remain as cool as possible. If any part of the line is located near too much heat, the gasoline passing through it vaporizes and vapor lock occurs. When this happens, the fuel pump supplies only vapor that passes into the injectors. Without liquid gasoline, the engine stalls and a hot restart problem develops. The fuel delivery system supplies 10 to 15 psi, or 69 to 103 kilopascals, or up to 35 psi, or 241 kilopascals, to many throttle body injection units and up to 50 psi, 345 kilopascals, for multiport fuel injection systems. Fuel injection systems retain residual or rest pressure in the lines for a half hour or longer when the engine is turned off to prevent hot engine restart problems. Higher pressure systems such as these require special fuel lines. Rigid lines. All fuel lines fastened to the body, frame, or engine are made of seamless steel tubing. Steel springs may be wound around the tubing at certain points to protect against impact damage. Only steel tubing, or that recommended by the manufacturer, should be used when replacing rigid fuel lines. Never substitute copper or aluminum tubing for steel tubing. These materials do not withstand normal vehicle vibration and could combine with the fuel to cause a chemical reaction. Flexible lines. Most fuel systems use synthetic rubber hose sections where flexibility is needed. Short hose sections often connect steel fuel lines to other system components. The fuel delivery hose inside diameter is generally larger, 3/16 to 3/8 inches, or 8 to 10 millimeters, than the fuel return hose ID, 1 quarter of an inch, or 6 millimeters. Fuel injection systems require special composition reinforced hoses specifically made for these higher pressure systems. Similarly, vapor vent lines must be made of materials that resist fuel vapors. Replacement vent hoses are usually marked with the designation EVAP to indicate their intended use. Refer to Figure 79-7. Fuel lines are routed along the frame or body and secured with clips. Fuel line mounting. Fuel supply lines from the tank to a throttle body or fuel rail are routed to follow the frame along the underbody of the vehicle. Vapor and return lines may be routed with the fuel supply line. All rigid lines are fastened to the frame rail or underbody with screws and clamps, or clips. See Figure 79-7. Fuel injection lines. Hoses used for fuel injection systems are made of materials with high resistance to oxidation and deterioration. Replacement hoses for injection systems should always be equivalent to original equipment manufacturer hoses. Caution: do not use spring-type clamps on fuel-injected engines, they cannot withstand the fuel pressures involved. Fuel injection fittings and nylon lines. Because of their operating pressures, fuel injection systems often use special kinds of fittings to ensure leak-proof connections. Some high-pressure fittings on GM vehicles with port fuel injection systems use O-ring seals instead of the traditional flare connections. When disconnecting such a fitting, inspect the O-ring for damage and replace it, if necessary. Always tighten O-ring fittings to the specified torque value to prevent damage. Other manufacturers also use O-ring seals on fuel line connections. In all cases, the O-rings are made of special materials that withstand contact with gasoline and oxygenated fuel blends. Some manufacturers specify that the O-rings be replaced every time the fuel system connection is opened. When replacing one of these O-rings, a new part specifically designed for fuel system service must be used. Ford also uses spring lock connectors to join male and female ends of steel tubing. See Figure 79-8. The coupling is held together by a garter spring inside a circular cage. The flared end of the female fitting slips behind the spring to lock the coupling together. General Motors has used nylon fuel lines with quick connect fittings at the fuel tank and fuel filter since the early 1990s. Like the GM threaded couplings used with steel lines, nylon line couplings use internal O-ring seals. Unlocking the metal connectors requires a special quick connector separator tool. Plastic connectors can be released without the tool. See Figures 79-9 and 79-10. Refer to Figure 79-8. Some Ford metal line connections use spring locks and O-rings. Refer to Figure 79-9. Ford spring lock connectors require a special tool for disassembly. Frequently asked question: just how much fuel is recirculated? Approximately 80% of the available fuel pump volume is released to the fuel tank through the fuel pressure regulator at idle speed. For example, a passenger vehicle cruising down the road at 60 miles per hour gets 30 miles per gallon. With a typical return-style fuel system pumping about 30 gallons per hour from the tank, it therefore burns 2 gallons per hour, and returns about 28 gallons per hour to the tank. Fuel line layout. Fuel pressures have tended to become higher to prevent vapor lock, and a major portion of the fuel routed to the fuel injection system returns to the tank by way of a fuel return line or return type systems. This allows better control, within limits, of heat absorbed by the gasoline as it is routed through the engine compartment. Throttle body and multiport injection systems have typically used a pressure regulator to control fuel pressure in the throttle body or fuel rail, and also allow excess fuel not used by the injectors to return to the tank. However, the warmer fuel in the tank may create problems, such as an excessive rise in fuel vapor pressures in the tank. With late model vehicles, there has been some concern about too much heat being sent back to the fuel tank, causing rising in tank temperatures and increases in fuel vaporization and volatile organic compound, hydrocarbon, emissions abbreviated, VOC. To combat this problem, manufacturers have placed the pressure regulator back by the tank instead of under the hood on mechanical return-less systems. In this way, returned fuel is not subjected to the heat generated by the engine and the underhood environment. To prevent vapor lock in these systems, pressures have been raised in the fuel rail, and injectors tend to have smaller openings to maintain control of the fuel spray under pressure. Not only must the fuel be filtered and supplied under adequate pressure, but there must also be a consistent volume of fuel to assure smooth engine performance, even under the heaviest of loads. Refer to Figure 79-10 Typical Quick Connect Steps. Frequently Asked Question. How can an electric pump work inside a gas tank and not cause a fire? Even though fuel fills the entire pump, no burnable mixture exists inside the pump because there is no air and no danger of commutator brush arcing, igniting the fuel. Electric fuel pumps. The electric fuel pump is a pusher unit. When the pump is mounted in the tank, the entire fuel supply line to the engine can be pressurized. Because the fuel, when pressurized, has a higher boiling point, it is unlikely that vapor forms to interfere with fuel flow. Most vehicles use the impeller or turbine pumps. See Figure 79-11. All electrical pumps are driven by a small electric motor, but the turbine pump turns at higher speeds and is quieter than the others. Refer to Figure 79-11. A roller cell type electric fuel pump. Positive displacement pump. A positive displacement pump is a design that forces everything that enters the pump to leave the pump. In the roller cell or vane pump, the impeller draws fuel into the pump, and then pushes it out through the fuel line to the injection system. All designs of pumps use a variable-sized chamber to draw in fuel. When the maximum volume has been reached, the supply port closes and the discharge opens. Fuel is then forced out the discharge as this volume decreases. The chambers are formed by rollers or gears in a rotor plate. Since this type of pump uses no valves to move the fuel flows steadily through the pump housing. Since fuel flows steadily through the entire pump, including the electrical portion, the pump stays cool. Usually, only when a vehicle runs out of fuel is there a risk of pump damage. Most electric fuel pumps are equipped with a fuel outlet check valve that closes to maintain fuel pressure when the pump shuts off. Residual or rest pressure prevents vapor lock and hot start problems on these systems. Figure 79-12 shows the pumping action of a rotary vane pump. The pump consists of a central impeller disc, several rollers or vanes that ride in notches in the impeller, and a pump housing that is offset from the impeller centerline. The impeller is mounted on the end of the motor armature and spins whenever the motor is running. The rollers are free to slide in and out within the notches in the impeller to maintain sealing contact. Unpressurized fuel enters the pump, fills the spaces between the rollers, and is trapped between the impeller, the housing, and two rollers. An internal gear pump, called a gerotor, is another type of positive displacement pump that is often used in engine oil pumps. It uses the meshing of internal and external gear teeth to pressurize the fuel. See Figure 79-13 for an example of a gerotor-type fuel pump that uses an impeller as the first stage and is used to move the fuel gerotor section where it is pressurized. Refer to Figure 79-12. The pumping action of an impeller or rotary vane pump. Refer to Figure 79-13. An exploded view of a gerotor electric fuel pump. Refer to Figure 79-14. A cutaway view of a typical two-stage turbine electric fuel pump. Hydrokinetic flow pump design. The word hydro means liquid and the term kinetic refers to motion, so the term hydrokinetic pump means that this design of pump rapidly moves the fuel to create pressure. This design of pump is a non-positive displacement pump design. A turbine pump is the most common because it tends to be less noisy. Sometimes called turbine, peripheral, and side channel, these units use an impeller that accelerates the fuel particles before actually discharging them into a tract where they generate pressure via pulse exchange. Actual pump volume is controlled by using a different number of impeller blades and, in some cases, a higher number of impellers, or different shapes along the side discharge channels. These units are fitted more toward lower operating pressures of less than 60 psi. See Figure 79-14 for an example of a two-stage turbine pump. The turbine impeller has a staggered blade designed to minimize pump harmonic noise and to separate vapor from the liquid fuel. The end cap assembly contains a pressure relief valve and a radio frequency interference suppression module. The check valve is usually located in the upper fuel pipe connector assembly. After it passes through the strainer, fuel is drawn into the lower housing inlet port by the impellers. It is pressurized and delivered to the convoluted fuel tube for transfer through a check valve into the fuel feed pipe. A typical electric fuel pump used on a fuel injection system delivers about 40 to 50 gallons per hour or 0.6 to 0.8 gallons per minute at a pressure of 70 to 90 psi. Modular fuel sender assembly. The modular fuel sender consists of a fuel level sensor, a turbine pump, and a jet pump. The reservoir housing is attached to the cover containing fuel pipes and the electrical connector. Fuel is transferred from the pump to the fuel pipe through a convoluted, flexible, fuel pipe. The convoluted fuel pipe eliminates the need for rubber hoses, nylon pipes, and clamps. The reservoir dampens fuel slosh to maintain a constant fuel level available to the roller vane pump. It also reduces noise. Some of the flow, however, is returned to the jet pump for recirculation. Excess fuel is returned to the reservoir through one of the three hollow support pipes. The hot fuel quickly mixes with the cooler fuel in the reservoir. This minimizes the possibility of vapor lock. In these modules, the reservoir is filled by the jet pump. Some of the fuel from the pump is sent through the jet pump to lift fuel from the tank into the reservoir. Electric pump control circuits. Fuel pump circuits are controlled by the fuel pump relay. Fuel pump relays are activated initially by turning the ignition key to on, which allows the pump to pressurize the fuel system. As a safety precaution, the relay to energizes after a few seconds until the key is moved to the crank position. On some systems, once an ignition coil signal, or TOC signal, is received by the engine control computer, indicating the engine is rotating, the relay remains energized, even with the key released to the run position. Chrysler. On older Chrysler vehicles, the PCM must receive an engine speed signal during cranking before it can energize a circuit driver inside the power module to activate an automatic shutdown relay to power the fuel pump, ignition coil, and injectors. As a safety precaution, if the RPM signal to the logic module is interrupted, the logic module signals the power module to deactivate the automatic shutdown, turning off the pump, coil, and injectors. In some vehicles, the oil pressure switch circuit may be used as a safety circuit to activate the pump and the ignition switch run position. General Motors. General Motors systems energize the pump with the ignition switch to initially pressurize the fuel lines, but then deactivate the pump if an RPM signal is not received within 1 or 2 seconds. The pump is reactivated as soon as engine cranking is detected. The oil pressure sending unit serves as a backup to the fuel pump relay on some vehicles. In case of pump relay failure, the oil pressure switch operates the fuel pump once oil pressure reaches about 4 psi, or 28 kilopascals. Ford. Older fuel-injected Fords used an inertia switch between the fuel pump relay and fuel pump. The inertia switch opens under a specified impact, such as a collision. When the switch opens, current to the pump shuts off because the fuel pump relay does not energize. The switch must be reset manually by opening the trunk and depressing the reset button before current flow to the pump can be restored. See Figure 79-16 for a schematic of a typical fuel system that uses an inertia switch in the power feed circuit to the electric fuel pump. Since about 2008, the inertia switch has been replaced with a signal input from the airbag module. If the airbag is deployed, the circuit to the fuel pump is opened and the fuel pump stops. Frequently asked question. Why are many fuel pump modules spring-loaded? Fuel modules that contain the fuel pickup sock, fuel pump, and fuel level sensor are often spring-loaded when fitted to a plastic fuel tank. The plastic material shrinks when cold and expands when hot, so having the fuel module spring-loaded ensures that the fuel pickup sock is always the same distance from the bottom of the tank. See Figure 79-15. Refer to Figure 79-15. A typical fuel pump module assembly, which includes the pickup strainer and fuel pump, as well as the fuel pressure sensor and fuel level sensing unit. Refer to Figure 79-16. A schematic showing that an inertia switch is connected in series between the fuel pump relay and the fuel pump. Refer to Figure 79-17. A typical fuel pulsator used mostly with roller vane type pumps to help even out the pulsation and pressure that can cause noise. Pump pulsation dampening. Some manufacturers use an accumulator in the system to reduce pressure pulses and noise. Others use a pulsator located at the outlet of the fuel pump to absorb pressure pulsations that are created by the pump. These pulsators are usually used on roller vane pumps and are a source of many internal fuel leaks. See Figure 79-17. Note: Some experts suggest that the pulsator be removed and replaced with a standard section of fuel line to prevent the loss of fuel pressure that results when the connections on the pulsator loosen and leak fuel back into the tank. Variable speed pumps. Another way to help reduce noise, current draw, and pump wear is to reduce the speed of the pump when less than maximum output is required. Pump speed and pressure can be regulated by controlling the voltage supplied to the pump with a resistor switched into the circuit, or by using a separate fuel pump driver module to supply a pulse width modulated voltage to the pump. With slower pump speed and pressure, less noise is produced. Fuel filters. Despite the care generally taken in refining, storing, and delivering gasoline, some impurities get into the automotive fuel system. Fuel filters remove dirt, rust, water, and other contamination from the gasoline before it can reach the fuel injectors. Most fuel filters are designed to filter particles that are 10 to 20 microns or larger in size. The useful life of many filters is limited, but vehicles that use a returnless type fuel injection system usually use filters that are part of the fuel pump assembly and do not have any specified interval. This means that they should last the life of the vehicle. If fuel filters are not replaced according to the manufacturer's recommendations, they can become clogged and restrict fuel flow. In addition to using several different types of fuel filters, a single fuel system may contain two or more filters. The inline filter is located in the line between the fuel pump and the throttle body or fuel rail. See Figure 79-18. This filter protects the system from contamination, but does not protect the fuel pump. The inline filter usually is a metal or plastic container with a pleated paper element sealed inside. Fuel filters may be mounted on a bracket on the fender panel, a shock tower, or another convenient place in the engine compartment. They may also be installed under the vehicle near the fuel tank. Fuel filters should be replaced according to the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations, which range from every 30,000 miles, or 48,000 kilometers, to 100,000 miles, or 160,000 kilometers, or longer. Fuel filters that are part of the fuel pump module assemblies usually do not have any specified service interval. Refer to Figure 79-18. Inline fuel filters are usually attached to the fuel line with screw clamps or threaded connections. The fuel filter must be installed in the proper direction or a restricted fuel flow can result. Tech tip. Use a headlight to test for power and ground. When replacing a fuel pump, always check for proper power and ground. If the supply voltage is low due to resistance in the circuit or the ground connection is poor, the lower available voltage to the pump results in lower pump output and could also reduce the life of the pump. While a voltage drop test can be performed, a quick and easy test is to use a headlight connected to the circuit. If the headlight is bright, then both the power side and the ground side of the pump circuit are normal. If the headlight is dim, then more testing is needed to find the source of the resistance in the circuits. See Figure 79-19. Refer to Figure 79-19. A dim headlight indicates excessive resistance in fuel pump circuit. Tech tip. The ear test. No, this is not a test of your hearing, but rather using your ear to check that the electric fuel pump is operating. The electric fuel pump inside the fuel tank is often difficult to hear running, especially in a noisy shop environment. A commonly used trick to better hear the pump is to use a funnel in the fuel filter neck. See Figure 79-20. Fuel pump testing. Fuel pump testing includes many different tests and procedures. Even though a fuel pump can pass one test, it does not mean that there is not a fuel pump problem. For example, if the pump motor is rotating slower than normal, it may be able to produce the specified pressure, but not enough volume to meet the needs of the engine while operating under a heavy load. Testing fuel pump pressure. Fuel pump regulated pressure has become more important than ever with a more exact fuel control. Although an increase in fuel pressure does increase fuel volume to the engine, this is not the preferred method to add additional fuel, as some units do not open correctly at the increased fuel pressure. On the other side of the discussion, many newer engines do not start when fuel pressure is just a few psi low. Correct fuel pressure is very important for proper engine operation. Most fuel injection systems operate at either a low pressure of about 10 psi or a high pressure of between 35 and 45 psi. Refer to chart on page 928. In both types of systems, maximum fuel pump pressure is about double the normal operating pressure to ensure that a continuous flow of cool fuel is being supplied to the injectors to help prevent vapor from forming in the fuel system. Although vapor or foaming in a fuel system can greatly affect engine operation, the cooling and lubricating flow of the fuel must be maintained to ensure the durability of injector nozzles. To measure fuel pump pressure, Locate the Schrader valve and attach a fuel pressure gauge. See Figure 79-21. Refer to Figure 79-20. Figure A, a funnel helps in hearing if the electric fuel pump inside the gas tank is working. Figure B, if the pump is not running, check the wiring and current flow before going through the process of dropping the fuel tank to remove the pump. Refer to Figure 79-21. The Schrader valve on this General Motors 3800 V6 is located next to the fuel pressure regulator. Refer to Figure 79-22. The fuel system should hold pressure if the system is leak-free. Tech tip: the rubber mallet trick. Often a no-start condition is due to an inoperative electric fuel pump. A common trick is to tap on the bottom of the fuel tank with a rubber mallet in an attempt to jar the pump motor enough to work. Instead of pushing a vehicle into the shop, simply tap on the fuel tank and attempt to start the engine. This is not a repair, but rather a confirmation that the fuel pump does indeed require replacement. Note: some vehicles, such as those with General Motors TBI fuel injection systems, require a specific fuel pressure gauge that connects to the fuel system. Always follow the manufacturer's recommendations and procedures. Rest pressure test. If the fuel pressure is acceptable, then check the system for a leak down. Observe the pressure gauge after 5 minutes. See Figure 79-22. The pressure should be the same as the initial reading. If not, then the pressure regulator, fuel pump check valve, or the injectors are leaking. Dynamic pressure test. To test the pressure dynamically, start the engine. If the pressure is vacuum referenced, then the pressure should change when the throttle is cycled. If it does not, then check the vacuum supply circuit. Remove the vacuum line from the regulator and inspect for any presence of fuel. See Figure 79-23. There should never be any fuel present on the vacuum side of the regulator diaphragm. When the engine speed is increased, the pressure reading should remain within the specifications. Some engines do not use a vacuum referenced regulator. The running pressure remains constant, which is typical for a mechanical return-less type fuel system. On these systems, the pressure is higher than on return type systems to help reduce the formation of fuel vapors in the system. Refer to Figure 79-23. If the vacuum hose is removed from the fuel pressure regulator when the engine is running, the fuel pressure should increase. If it does not increase, then the fuel pump is not capable of supplying adequate pressure or the fuel pressure regulator is defective. If gasoline is visible in the vacuum hose, the regulator is leaking and should be replaced. Tech tip: the fuel pressure stethoscope test. When the fuel pump is energized and the engine is not running, fuel should be heard flowing back to the fuel tank at the outlet of the fuel pressure regulator. See Figure 79-24. If fuel is heard flowing through the return line, the fuel pump pressure is higher than the regulator pressure. If no sound of fuel is heard, either the fuel pump or the fuel pressure regulator is at fault. Refer to Figure 79-24. Fuel should be heard returning to the fuel tank at the fuel return line if the fuel pump and fuel pressure regulator are functioning correctly. Testing fuel pump volume. Fuel pressure alone is not enough for proper engine operation. See Figure 79-25. Sufficient fuel capacity, or flow, should be at least 2 pints, or 1 liter, every 30 seconds or 1 pint in 15 seconds. Fuel flow specifications are usually expressed in gallons per minute. A typical specification is 0.5 gallons per minute or more. Volume testing is shown in Figure 79-26. All fuel must be filtered to prevent dirt and impurities from damaging the fuel system components and/or engine. The first filter is inside the gas tank and is usually not replaceable separately, but is attached to the fuel pump, if the pump is electric, and/or fuel gauge sending unit. The replaceable fuel filter is usually located between the fuel tank and the fuel rail or inlet to the fuel injection system. Most vehicle manufacturers state in service information when to replace the fuel filter. Most newer vehicles, which use return-less type fuel injection systems, do not have replaceable filters, as they are built into the fuel pump module assembly. Check the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations for exact time and mileage intervals. If the fuel filter becomes partially clogged, the following are likely to occur. Number 1. There is low power at higher engine speeds. The vehicle usually does not go faster than a certain speed. Engine acts as if it has a built-in speed governor. Number 2. The engine cuts out or misses on acceleration, especially when climbing hills or during heavy load acceleration. A weak or defective fuel pump can also be the cause of the symptoms just listed. If an electric fuel pump for a fuel-injected engine becomes weak, additional problems include the following. Number 1. The engine may be hard to start. Number 2. There may be a rough idle installing. Number 3. There may be erratic shifting of the automatic transmission as a result of engine missing due to lack of fuel pump pressure and/or volume. Caution: be certain to consult the vehicle manufacturer's recommended service and testing procedures before attempting to test or replace any component of a high-pressure electronic fuel injection system. Refer to Figure 79-25. A fuel pressure reading does not confirm that there is enough fuel volume for the engine to operate correctly. Refer to Figure 79-26. A fuel system tester connected in series in the fuel system so all of the fuel used flows through the meter, which displays the rate of flow and the fuel pressure. Refer to Figure 79-27. Removing the bed from a pickup truck makes gaining access to the fuel pump a lot easier. Tech tip: quick and easy fuel volume test. Testing for pump volume involves using a specialized tester or a fuel pressure gauge equipped with a hose to allow the fuel to be drawn from the system into a container with volume markings to allow for a volume measurement. This test can be hazardous because of expanding gasoline. An alternative test involves connecting a fuel pressure gauge to the system with the following steps. Step 1. Start the engine and observe the fuel pressure gauge. The reading should be within factory specifications, typically between 35 and 45 psi. Step 2. Remove the hose from the fuel pressure regulator. The pressure should increase if the system uses a demand type regulator. Step 3. Rapidly accelerate the engine while watching the fuel pressure gauge. If the fuel volume is okay, the fuel pressure should not drop more than 2 psi. If the fuel pressure drops more than 2 psi, replace the fuel filter and retest. Step 4. After replacing the fuel filter, accelerate the engine and observe the pressure gauge. If the pressure drops more than 2 psi, replace the fuel pump. Note: the fuel pump could still be delivering less than the specified volume of fuel, but as long as the volume needed by the engine is met, the pressure does not drop. If, however, the vehicle is pulling a heavy load, the demand for fuel volume may exceed the capacity of the pump. Refer to Figure 79-28. Hook up for testing fuel pump current draw on any vehicle equipped with a fuel pump relay. Tech tip: remove the bed to save time. The electric fuel pump is easier to replace on many General Motors pickup trucks if the bed is removed. Access to the top of the fuel tank, where the access hole is located, for the removal of the fuel tank's sender unit and pump is restricted by the bottom of the pickup truck bed. It takes several people, usually other technicians in the shop, to lift the truck bed from the frame after removing only a few fasteners. See Figure 79-27. Caution: be sure to clean around the fuel pump opening so that dirt or debris does not enter the tank when the fuel pump is removed. Fuel pump current draw test. Another test that can and should be performed on a fuel pump is to measure the current draw in amperes. This test is most often performed by connecting a digital multimeter set to read DC amperes and test the current draw. See Figure 79-28 for the hookup for vehicles equipped with a fuel pump relay. Compare the reading to factory specifications. See Chart 79-1 for an example of typical fuel pump current draw readings. Refer to Chart 79-1. Fuel pump draw and possible faults that could cause either too high or too low an amperage reading. Note: testing the current draw of an electric fuel pump may not indicate whether the pump is good. A pump that is not rotating may draw normal current. Case study: the case of the stalling Chevrolet Suburban. The owner of a Chevrolet Suburban with 187,000 miles complains that it has died several times when driving on the highway. Before it died, the driver felt as if the vehicle was rumbling and had a jerky feeling. Then the truck lost power and stalled. After the truck was allowed to sit on the shoulder of the road for a few minutes, it started and ran normally. The service technician checked the fuel pump for proper current draw and, while it was within specification, the technician thought that the symptoms were perfect for a fuel pump failure because it was intermittent. Using a digital storage oscilloscope on the feed line to the pump at the fuel pump relay, showed a pattern that indicated worn brushes. The fuel pump was replaced and the owner reported back that the intermittent stalling had not occurred since the repair. Summary: the complaint: the owner complained that the truck would intermittently stall when driving on the highway. The cause: a worn fuel pump was the root cause of the intermittent stalling. The correction: the fuel pump was replaced, which solved the stalling problem. Refer to Fuel Supply Related Symptom Guide on page 932. Fuel pump replacement. The following recommendations should be followed whenever replacing an electric fuel pump. Number 1. The fuel pump strainer, or SOC, should be replaced with the new pump. Number 2. If the original pump had a deflector shield, it should always be used to prevent fuel return bubbles from blocking the inlet to the pump. Number 3. Always check the interior of the fuel tank for evidence of contamination or dirt. Number 4. Double check that the replacement pump is correct for the application. Number 5. Check that the wiring and electrical connectors are clean and tight. Review questions. Question 1. What are the three most commonly used pump designs? Question 2. What is the proper way to disconnect and connect plastic fuel line connections? Question 3. Where are the fuel filters located in the fuel system? Question 4. What accident and rollover devices are installed in a fuel delivery system? Question 5. What three methods can be used to test a fuel pump? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The first fuel filter in the sock inside the fuel tank normally filters particles larger than A. 0.001 to 0.003 of an inch. B. 0.010 to 0.030 of an inch. Circa 10 to 20 microns. D. 70 to 100 microns. Question 2. If it is tripped, which type of safety device keeps the electric fuel pump from operating? A. Rollover valve. B. Inertia switch. C. Anti-siphoning valve. D. Check valve. Question 3. Fuel lines are constructed from A. Seamless steel tubing. B. Nylon plastic. C. Copper and or aluminum tubing. D. Both A and B. Question 4. What prevents the fuel pump inside the fuel tank from catching the gasoline on fire? A. Electricity is not used to power the pump. B. No air is around the motor brushes. C. Gasoline is hard to ignite in a closed space. D. All of the above. Question 5. A good fuel pump should be able to supply how much fuel per minute? A 1/4 of a pint. B. Half of a pint. Circa 1 pint. D. 0.6 to 0.8 gallons. Question 6. Technician says that fuel pump modules are spring-loaded so that they can be compressed to fit into the opening. Technician B says that they are spring-loaded to allow for expansion and contraction of plastic fuel tanks. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. Most fuel filters are designed to remove particles larger than A. 10 microns. B. 20 microns. Circa 70 microns. D. 100 microns. Question 8. The amperage draw of an electric fuel pump is higher than specified. All of the following are possible causes except A. Corroded electrical connections at the pump motor. B. Clogged fuel filter. C. Restriction in the fuel line. D. Defective fuel pump. Question 9. Where is the fuel pump located on most vehicles today? A. Near the fuel injectors under the hood. B. Attached to the outside of the fuel tank. C. Inside the fuel tank. D. Mounted on the engine. Question 10. The amperage draw of an electric fuel pump is lower than specified. What is the most likely cause? A. Corroded electrical connections at the pump motor. B. Clogged fuel filter. C. Restriction in the fuel line. D. Stuck fuel pump impeller blades. End of chapter 79.